Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Bert Show.
So let's go back here a couple of weeks. This is the first call that we took from Bert Show listener Tracy, who saw her husband online and didn't exactly like what she saw and gave what we thought was a really lame excuse. What's going on, Tracy?
Well, it's mostly my husband who is being a nut job right now. Well, I caught him cheating. Well, I caught him online. Like, he's not really an online person. Like, once he gets home from work, he doesn't go online. But the past couple of weeks, he's been going online when he got home, and I was like, what are you doing? And he got really defensive about it. And so I looked, and I saw that he had been chatting and emailing with this person, like Bunny757 or something. And I was like, what the heck? I was like, what are you doing? And he's cheating, right? I mean, like, he's communicating online with another woman and making dirty comments with her. And he says it's not cheating because it's a celebrity, and in a few months he's going to try to basically get money out of this and, like, you know, sell it to people or something. And he said that I need to just calm down because I'm doing it for our good, because in a few months we're going to have all this money from this saga, from this relationship that he's creating with her.
Okay, so that was the first call we took from her. And then the second time that we talked to her, Jeff had some details for her, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and this is some of that call.
He's doing what he says he's doing, which is conning this person out of money or getting a tabloid thing. Then, no, she doesn't have anything to worry about because he's doing something illegal to benefit his family.
He has a bad job. I don't understand why he needs the money for this. Like, that's the thing that makes me so mad. It's not like we're struggling. It's not like we're wanting for anything. We have all of our needs are met. So I just feel like I don't know who to trust. I don't know who to believe. I mean, what if he's really... Did he say he's going to run off with her? Did he say that he's going to try to meet her in one of the cities?
No.
Like, did he say that he loves her? What is he saying?
There is no love that I saw. There is no talking about running off. It's definitely flirtatious. There was discussion about trying to see her on or about New Year's, but she was not 100% certain where she would be.
Do you guys, you, Tracy, and your husband have plans on New Year's?
No, he said that he might have to go on a work trip.
We're going to actually get a private investigator to follow up with this and to do more research and possibly even contact the camp of this person.
Okay, now it's all coming back to me. Mm-hmm. So the open-ended part of this whole thing was that he said he was going on a work deal.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought, no, probably not.
Right.
So we were going to hire the private investigator and find out exactly what he had his hands into. Tracy joins us again on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Tracy.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, actually.
All right,
a lot better than last time we talked to you.
You sound pretty relieved.
Yeah, I don't know. It just feels like it's been such a roller coaster, and I'm trying to start 2008 with a totally different outlook on life. So
it's a new year.
It is. So it's, thank goodness,
a new start.
Yes. Well, part of it is my husband never went out for New Year's. He stayed with me, and I remember last time we talked to you guys, you know, we talked about the fact that he had been planning a work trip, and so when he stayed home, I don't know. I just I felt so relieved from that.
When did he tell you that he was staying home? Was it New Year's Day? Was it a couple of days beforehand?
It was like It was the Friday before.
Okay.
Whatever date that was.
And what excuse did he say? Did he say they just don't need me now, or?
Yeah, he just said that work was, you know, that they were just getting panicked because of stuff that they thought they were going to have to do for the sale. Like, he's in sales. So, and they're like, well, we don't need you to go because the client that you're supposed to go talk with and meet with doesn't want to be there, you know, stuff like that. And of course, that's totally legitimate. Who would want to work on New Year's?
Okay, so you're feeling a little relieved about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you confronted him any more about this online relationship? I mean, or was it just about the work trip? Like, have you guys talked?
I said, like, just in passing, like, well, I'm glad that work doesn't get in the way, you know, and thank goodness that, you know, this celebrity, you know, and I didn't tell him that I knew who it was, obviously, because I don't want him to freak out, but... you know, I just kind of said in passing, like, well, obviously the celebrity and you weren't, like, trying to make some rendezvous, just trying to do it as a joke. And he just looked at me like I was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, I thought that kind of made me feel good. Like, okay, maybe I am being a little crazy.
So do you really still believe that he is online with a celebrity?
Yeah.
Because we didn't say on the air who it was.
Mm-mm.
So, no. So, I do feel like, I mean, he's never lied to me before. The information you guys gave me, it adds up. Like, so, fine. Let him chat online with a celebrity to try to help us. Like, it's kind of sweet. He's a little nuts. I love him for that. But the fact is, like, he's not having sex with her. He's not doing anything wrong. He's just trying to find ways to make us money.
So it's not like he's done anything even where he's given money to somebody or anything like that. So if he's online and he's getting taken, you're like, ah, big deal.
Well, I don't know about that, but I really doubt it. Like, how is he going to give somebody money, like, over the internet? I don't even understand if they're just chatting. Like,
Yeah. What I'm saying is what you're thinking is there's no harm in what he's doing because, I mean, you guys aren't losing anything. And if he's getting maybe a little bit, I don't know, getting snowed a little bit, then big deal.
He's trying to make money for the family,
right.
Which is sweet. She said.
It is. I mean, it's kind of, again, it's frustrating and it's not the ideal situation. Like, go get a second job. But I think he's just trying to protect me by not telling me who she is. But I definitely feel like he's not lying to me.
Jeff, do you have any information that can make her feel better about this or any more concerned?
I have information that I don't think it'll make you feel better or it might not make you feel worse, but it's. Excuse me. It's just, it's like we're talking about this and we're so focused, like, on the celebrity angle and all that, you know, and how he's going to get money and commit a crime, you know, that's so sweet, extortion, right. In order to collect money and stuff. And he's going to be a real sweetheart
sweet.
That way.
But
nothing says I love you more than extortion.
Right. but the bottom line is he is having conversations with someone over the internet that are borderline intimate, like even though there's no, like, you know, cyber sex or I love you or any of that, you know, creepy stuff. There's, you know, because I love you is creepy. There's, but there's none of that stuff going on. Like, he's still having an intimate relationship with someone over the internet. And you do realize that when he tells you that he's doing it to extort money out of this person to better the family, like, you do realize that's kind of nuts, right?
Yes, I do. I do realize that. But I was talking to a girlfriend of mine who I really love and trust, and he knows us both. And she says I'm freaking out. She says it's not a big deal and that he's just trying to protect me. And what's the worst that can happen? The celebrity, you know, isn't really a celebrity, and he stops chatting with her. I mean, I just can't imagine that my husband... I just feel like, especially lately, he's just been so sweet and so caring. Like, I feel like he couldn't do what was playing in my head with having an affair and, you know, meeting with her. Like, it really just must be a celebrity.
Now, what if the celebrity, like, what if the person playing the role of a celebrity was, like, somebody that y'all knew who was jacking with him, and then all of your friends became aware of this ruse or whatever? whatever it's called.
And she was the only one that wasn't in on it?
Yeah, no,
he
I mean,
wasn't either.
Like, what if this celebrity's chatting him up, but it turns out the celebrity's just a buddy of his, and then maybe a week from now he emails everybody all the transcripts and go, hey, look what I got Bert to do.
Yeah, you made it sound like when we left, though, that they were getting some information on this celebrity that kind of legitimized it for you. Like, talking about parties they were going to be at, and then the day after there were pictures of that person at that party.
Uh-huh. I'm still interested in her answer to that. Like,
I don't know. That was kind of a shocking thing to say. I didn't ever think about that. Like, I mean, I would be so annoyed. I would be so mad that somebody would do that. I can't imagine one of our friends would hurt us like that. Like, this is not a joke.
It would still let him off the hook, though, because if he really thinks he's talking to a celebrity, then he really believes what he's told her, that he's doing it for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, the update is that because it was, you know, Christmas and New Year's, there's not a huge update except that the information that we had before the break, that maybe it was a legitimate celebrity, after looking more over vacation at the information that was had and just using Google, but being able to spend even more time with it, like that information actually was available on the internet. Now, it was available on like hardcore fan websites and like message boards where people right back and forth, so you get these hardcore freaky people who are like way into a celebrity,
right?
And like they find some tidbit in a local paper and all this other stuff and piece it together. So the stuff was available on the internet, so it is possible that it's a fake celebrity again. So it's still a 50-50 crapshoot, but I will tell you that he's making plans to go see her.
Huh?
Really?
When?
Sometime in January. Sometime this month, he's going to go on a trip, maybe.
When?
I don't know the exact date.
When did this message go down? Like, ooh, this is... What?
It went down before the 29th. What day? What's today?
Today is the
second.
Whatever last Friday was, because that was the last time I looked. So it went down before last Friday, and I'll look again today.
And when you say you look, you have a software program that allows you to peek in what's happening on their computer every
day? Yes, and just so you know, they are having conversations on computers that aren't the one at your house, too.
No!
Because there are references to conversations that they have, and you can't...
You can't pick up the ones computer, from other computers.
The computer at the house is her computer, and she is, you know, allowed the software to be put on. And we'll give it all... I mean, we'll give all the
how
details.
How much? Like, how many conversations?
You have no idea.
There's no way of telling. What he's saying is that they're referring to previous conversations that Jeff hasn't seen.
There are references to, like, talking to you yesterday, and you can see that, like, there was Christmas Day or the day after Christmas, one of those days. Like, nobody used your computer at your house at all. Like, there's zero. Nobody used it at all. So... But there's the next conversation referenced talking to them yesterday. Or it could be talking to them. It could be in person, like on the phone. But my point is, like, the point I was trying to make at the beginning of the whole thing before you started to get sick was that, like, the whole story is so bizarre. Like, the fact that we're trying to figure out if this is a real celebrity or not should be irrelevant. Well, like, your husband
only
is having...
Only because you have information on these conversations that we don't. Like, you're saying that there's
have his phone or something? Like,
Like, what are some of the lines that make you say it's an intimate relationship, but it's not icky?
Even if I didn't read anything, like, it is a person that he is talking to every single day from a computer in your home that is not you.
But she knows that, and he's been honest about that part.
Like...
Right.
Well, he hasn't been honest. He says he's extorting money from a celebrity.
Her response when you said that he had talked with her over the holiday and that he's making plans, she made a response like she didn't realize that he was communicating with her after Christmas, right?
Can you ask him, like, if they've been talking to each other on the phone also?
Yeah, of course.
Because up until this point, at least his take is that he's been honest with you. Yeah, I'm online. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to this person, but it's for the good of the family. So it wouldn't be inappropriate for you to say, hey, are you guys also talking on the phone?
Yeah, maybe I'll just take his phone when he gets home. But he always keeps it on. I'll ask him.
And just so you know, like, the talking thing is just, I mean, I, Like, there are times where I'll go an entire day and never have a conversation with Tracy, like, on the phone. But if I call her at night, I'll say, when I was talking to you earlier, and that meant I am, or email. You know what I mean?
So it may not be the phone.
The phone thing is just, I mean, I don't know if they're talking or not talking. All I'm saying is that I can't think of anyone in my life who is not somebody who's in this room that I work with, or if I see my parents online.
Somebody you've met face-to-face before.
Who I would talk to every single day.
Right.
Like, who I would have occasion to talk to every single day that's not work-related online. You know what I mean?
So when you
saw... What celebrity has time every day to talk?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
What celebrity what?
What celebrity has time every day to just sit down and talk and chat online with some random dude from Atlanta?
Yeah.
In the conversation that you saw, Jeff, it didn't specifically say what week he's going, but he said something like, well, I'll see you in a couple of weeks, or...
The weekend that was mentioned was the weekend on or about January 18th. So I don't know what day of the week that is, but...
He hasn't said anything about that week.
Well, it's not definite yet. I'll let you know when you're traveling, or he's traveling. I'll let you know when he'll be out of town.
Okay, thanks. Somebody better so I can change the locks.
He did. I will tell you that he did get online, and he was pricing tickets for different weekends in January.
Really? Uh-huh. Where was he pricing tickets to? Could you see?
New York.
What?
Newark, Kennedy, and LaGuardia.
Man. There's no reason why work would take him there. There's no reason. It's a local company, Lexi.
So do you think, like, at this point, like, if it's me, I think I don't even say anything to him. I just wait to see if he approaches me over the next couple of weeks and says, you know what? Work is sending me up to New York City.
Oh, can you wait that long?
I don't know. I'm going, I mean, you should see me. I'm, like, pacing right now. I could not. I don't know if I could wait. I really don't.
Yeah, others are calling in saying what Jeff is saying. It doesn't matter. He's having these conversations every single day.
And he's not, and he's not showing them to you.
Right.
Like, that's...
Have you asked him to see those, though?
No, I didn't realize it was so severe. I thought it was just, like, every once in a while, like, I don't know. I just thought it'd calm down. Like, as far as I knew, he hadn't talked to her since before Christmas.
Is it fair to say, Bert, from a guy's point of view, that...
Who do you want me to ask?
That's a good point. I am this to Haas. From a guy's point of view, is it fair to say that some tiny sliver of him is hoping that he really ends up in a relationship with this person? Because here's what I'm equating it to, because I told Jen, did I tell y'all who the girl is?
Yes.
He's talking to you. She's attractive, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So I was I'm trying to think, like, if I'm online and somehow I come across some hot celebrity, right? So I'm whatever, or who I think is a hot celebrity, and I end up having a conversation with whoever, Katherine Heigl, right?
Right.
And we're talking all sorts of, you know, crazy stuff, whatever. But I'm having a conversation with her. Like, I think I call Jessica in and go, holy crap, you're never going to... Do you think this is really her?
That's
and, like,
the first thing I do.
Together, like, yeah. It's fun. Unless some little tiny piece of me is hoping that she'll get her marriage to Josh Kelly annulled and run away with
but
me.
But the majority of is going to doubt whether or not that's really her.
Right.
And how long have they been chatting online?
I don't know when
it's been
started.
At least a month now, right?
Since we've been talking to her, it's been about 3 weeks or so. Hey, Brandy, you're on Q100. Go ahead.
Hey. I just think you are very naive, girl, if you actually think that he's speaking to a star online. That is ridiculous. But, you know, you must be every man's dream because you are very naive.
And especially to the celebrity that we're talking about. We haven't revealed that. Right. But, I mean, this is a name that people are going to know for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right off the bat.
A-list or at least high B-list,
yes.
Right?
Oh, A. sought-after celebrity for sure.
Yes.
So where do we go with this now? Do we check back with her in a couple of weeks? Tracy, do you hold on and see if he brings up a trip to New York to you over the next couple of weeks? Do you approach him and say, are you having conversations with this celebrity on the phone? What are you going to do?
I'm going to try to get his phone away from him long enough to, like, distract him, to see if I can see if there's text messages or unknown calls. That, I mean, I know everybody he knows except for this person. Like, for the most part, we know all the same people. So I'm going to try to see if I can do a little detective work on my end.
Why don't... Just out of curiosity, why don't you just ask him to see the conversations that he's having with her?
He's so angry at me.
Then there's
there's a problem.
He'll get angry with her.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Well, she's been tap dancing around this whole thing with him the whole time and not confronting him.
Right.
I mean, that's what I don't understand is why you can't just sit down and be like, I'm not okay with this, cut it off, whatever.
I mean, you understand that there's a problem with him being angry at you about seeing something that he's doing.
Does he ever bring it up to you at all? Because if there's like anything exciting going on in my life, like I'm reading this book right now, and every day I say to Stacey, oh, you know what? You're not going to believe what happened in this book. Now, if I'm chatting online.
The guy ate the green eggs and ham. It was wild. He said he couldn't eat them, but then he can. He can eat green eggs and ham.
So he's not even doing that with you? He's not sharing any of it with you?
No. I mean, again, I really didn't think he'd been talking to her since before Christmas, so I kind of let it relax. You know, I wasn't going
to. You're afraid to shake the boat with him.
Yeah, you are.
You're afraid to confront your husband.
Just because you don't know what's going on doesn't make it go away. It's happening. You just, you know.
It's like when you're a little kid and something scary was happening. If you close your eyes really tight, it goes away.
Right. Yeah. Well, Tracy, let's talk to you in a couple of days, and we'll see how you handle the whole situation. You can obviously go straight up to him and go, you know what? I'm intrigued by these conversations that you've been having online with that celebrity. How's that going? And I think from there, see what happens.
I'll try. I told my husband I love him and I trust him, and I don't want him to feel like I'm not trusting him.
Oh, you don't want to be rude.
He's giving you every reason not to, so just ask him about it.
Don't be rude to the guy extorting the celebrity and chatting online in your own home.
He's not extorting a celebrity. He's cheating on his wife.
Extortion happens. All right, Tracy, hold on, okay?
Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, so we'll check back with her in a couple of days to see how she handles the whole thing, but I think it's perfectly legit just to go, hey, that conversation that you're having with that celebrity, how's that whole thing going?
It is like we're overthinking it. He is doing something behind her back. She doesn't want to confront it. He's made up a perfectly good lie, obviously, that she's bought, and I don't understand. Like, she can't talk to him? Oh, he'd be mad if I asked him about these chatting with another girl. Well, then, wow. Ridiculous. I don't know.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21+.
Moto Casino.